Accession number 16700, reel 3.
Smith, reel 3. You were just saying he had a rifle.
And he stood in the forehead of his ship, and he faced the German bomber that had come round for the second time with the rifle, with an attempt that if he started to drop, he was going to fire. But it come over again, this German bomber, and then he went up. He must have tried to identify what she was carrying or whatever, but whatever happened, it just flew up. He come round the second time for what I would have thought would have been a bomb and run. But the chap stood on that deck. I'm not saying he frightened her off. He didn't. But it went around again and flew off. We never saw it again. But that memory of that that Norwegian with the rifle, it was very impressionable to me, you know.
Was the ship flying a Norwegian flag?
Oh, I don't remember that. I just can't tell you.
Did the crew tell you anything like where they were going?
No. No. Well, it was only a broken English thing, you know. They couldn't, I don't think any of them spoke English. It was only a couple of them, you know, it was only about, if I remember, it was only three or four in the crew. Very small. Well, that's all we saw, anyway.
Did you think you were then going to survive once you got in this boat?
Oh, yeah. I thought, that's it. When we got on the ship, my mind, it was clear. In a sense, I knew we'd survive, you know. Well, I didn't have any other illusions.
I can't understand why you said that if it was a German ship, you weren't going to go aboard, because surely...
Well,
imprisonment would have been better than death, wouldn't it?
In afterthought, I might have thought that now, but I didn't then. You're filled, people are filled with a lot of propaganda, false in many cases. They're tales. There's lots of things I would have done years ago. Like, for instance, if a fella said to me, or an officer said, That German we got, shoot him. And I would have done. But I wouldn't do it now. You know, there are still people. That submarine's come in a dock down here, German. You know, there are still lots of people around who are playing hell about that. And, you know, just saying all sorts of things, you know. Well, I've had as bad an experience as anybody, but I don't think like that now. Nothing like that. They're no different than what we are. You're very impressionable on you, and you're fed on all sorts of propaganda. Oh, but I did know, by the way, when you say that about the Germans, I'd already had experiences of German treatment of Jews long before the war. And that was... That wasn't through my experiences. I had an uncle who went to sea, and he told us the way certain policemen were treating Jews in Germany, long before the war, Jewish shopkeepers. And suppose so the mind had, you know. He used to sail. He was a merchant seaman. Oh, sorry. Suppose it's all getting cluttered up, the story, really.
When you got to the Faroes, did you stay there long?
No, it's only... I blacked out there. I lost a lot of blood. That's another story. I'd... trying to survive, I had stomach cramp, and It was a bit of a fight there to live. I was doubled up with cramp and going, like, tending to fold up like a ball. And I eventually put my hands on my knees, I remember this, and I forced myself straight as I could. And in doing, something snapped in my stomach. And I went warm in the stomach, but I never thought anything about it. I was just glad to get shut of the cramp in my stomach. And it was just like as if it was an instant success. And I thought no more of that till when I was, when I got taken to Faroe Island, we got taken, I think it was a schoolhouse. And then I think we were lay on a bed in all our clothes. And then I wanted to go to the toilet, as I thought. And they had this makeshift toilet. And all that came away from me was blood. That was, you know, that must have been there. Oh, just blood. And I keeled over. The next minute I was lying in the hospital. The Droning Alexandrine Hospital in... I always remember that name. I've got a bad memory. But,
So the blood came from your behind, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. But that's... Yes. That was the toilet. And I was given blood there. And the fellow I got the blood of is had a... He was... from a soldier who was stationed on the island, although it's a Danish island, Faroe Island. It still is, like, to this day. We had a regiment there, Lovett Scout Regiment, Scottish Regiment, and the chap was one of the Lovett Scouts. And before I went, a Scotchman come to see me, a man come to see me with a uniform. And he said, you know what, I'm real Scottish. I said, no, but I've got a good guess. You'll be the fella who gave me the blood. He said, yes, correct. I don't know whether he's alive or dead, that chap.
What blood group are you?
Oh, I don't remember anything like that. I think you get the same blood from an Eskimo, you know. They've all got the same, different blood groups, haven't they?
Could they do much for you in the Faroes?
I got blood. I got the blood, and I was perfectly okay. I could no such a thing as walking. I'd lost about 4 stone when I was at the... Lost over 4 stone in weight. In that 3 days. And that shows you the conditions, doesn't it? That tells you the conditions.
Then what happened to you after the Faroes?
A ship came for me. A naval mines... one of these ships that looks for mines, I forget...
Minesweeper?
Yes, it's a minesweeper. And they took us to Scapa Flow. Then I was 3 weeks on Scapa Flow on a hospital ship there. And then they took me to Aberdeen. I eventually arrived at Aberdeen into a hospital there, about 20 miles outside Aberdeen, and I stayed there quite a long time. I think it was about 8 months there, something like that. 8 or 9 months, something like that.
What were you being treated for?
Well, for general debility and everything else. Had a few operations on my feet. Lost some toes. Because gangrene had been in my feet, you see.
Were your feet frostbitten?
Yeah, you know, that's what they called it. That's what it had. Well, it is, isn't it? You know. Immersion feet is another name. And I've had written down trench feet. You know, but I believe it's all the one effect. It's all the same effect. But I was built up from something like 11 stone. I'd lost a lot of weight. It was over 14 stone to kick off. I was a fairly big lad, you know. And I've no doubt that's why I survived with losing. I had the meat.
How tall are you?
Or the food. 5'10".
Were you in much pain in Scapaflow and Aberdeen?
Oh, all the time. Terrible. You couldn't sweep. I was at the stage with these painkillers, what do you call it, they couldn't give you any more.
Morphine?
Yeah. You had to, well, they told me, like, you're at your limit. You're at your limit.
Did you think you were going to lose your legs?
I was told it was a danger. It's the gangrene, isn't it? You know, that does it. You've got to sometimes take more off than... But I never really... No, I never thought about... Well, I was ignorant about it. I was only a young man about many things.
But were you still optimistic?
Pardon?
Were you still optimistic?
Oh, yes, I never lost that. I never lost anything like that. Always had a will. Always. I've got it now, and I'm at the other end of the... Down.
Were you able to start walking again?
Oh, not for... It was about 6 months, nearly 6 months, certainly 5.
You were telling me that you're classified as 80% disabled.
Now, yeah.
Were you classified as that during the war?
Oh no. No, it's later on. It can get worse. Your feet as you go on, you know.
Has it got worse over the years?
Pain. Oh, yeah. Not that. The feet, very painful times, you know. Extremely painful.
Do you blame the Germans for what happened to you now?
No. No, no. I'd put my arm around them. They're sailors. They're only no different than what we are. I've got none at all. None at all. I met a paratrooper in Lourdes, where I worked, after the war. There used to be one chap who was a German paratrooper. And I got to know him through the course of my work. And we became fairly friendly, you know. And some fellows actually come up to me, certain workers, not all by any means, but certain workers used to come to me and say, what do you want to make friends with him for, after what you've done to him? And I did not fly off the handle with them, you know. Because even then, although that's years ago, it's just plain ignorance. You know, people are ignorant, I'm afraid. No, I've got nothing. some things we could learn from them. Don't you think?